You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning I spoke to Wendy John, co-founder and project manager of Friends of Oakley Creek Te Ao Aunga, about a new restoration project that focuses on removing harmful weeds. So tomorrow will be the third weekly session of the restoration you're doing. Could you please tell us a little bit about this project and how it's been going so far?
Well, the sessions we actually have on Tuesday are just a new project that a new area that we started working in. So our program's been going since 2004. So the organisation has been in existence for quite some time, and our restoration work has been happening all that time. But the activity that's happening on Tuesday mornings is down in the north end of the north side of the Waterview Heritage Area, which is part of the Oakley Creek Te Ao Aunga inlet.
So you're removing some weeds that are harmful for native plants. Is there anything else in the creek that needs attention?
Yes, and generally in the creek, there's lots that needs attention, really. I mean, weeds, as you will probably know, are a real key issue. But within our project, we've been doing a lot of planting. We've put in over 90,000 plants since our project started. And we also have a small native plant nursery, so we grow some of our own plants. And we also run quite an extensive predator control program as well, which has been going since 2009.
How healthy is the creek overall?
For an urban stream, it's actually not too bad. Unfortunately, the creek is in what is called a combined sewer stormwater catchment. So when we get heavy rain, we get storm events, we do get wastewater flowing into the creek because there are a few outlets in it. And so until Watercare get the central interceptor built and Auckland Council Healthy Waters get some of their side works that feed into that as well, until all that work is done, we still have the risk of sewage flowing into our streams, unfortunately. But generally, and because we've had such a dry summer, the stream has probably, been as healthy as it can be, up until the flooding that we had just recently.
What's the significance of Te Ao Aunga for Māori?
Well, it's one of the key, one of the main waterways in Auckland, across the isthmus, and it was used because all streams lead to the sea, and because the lower part of it, two things really, it was on the east side of the creek, the soil is volcanic because we're quite close to Owaraka, Mount Albert. And so we've got wonderful soil there. So it was a really good place for Māori to live and to have their gardens. And it was also very close to the Waitemata Harbour and the Motumanawa Marine Reserve. So they could go out and get their kaimoana from the ocean. And at the same time, not too far away, they had really good fertile soil to be able to grow their other food. So it was in the lower part of the catchment, which is the northern part near Waterview, and behind Unitec and links up with Waterview as well. That's a really fertile place from all aspects for Māori.
And do you think it's possible to one day restore the creek to something closer to that?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're actually trying to restore it to what it would have been like before Māori were around, actually. They used the land a lot for farming and for growing crops, so that meant that a lot of trees had to be cut down to do that. So our intent is to restore it to its original glory as an ecological corridor across the isthmus, which provides good habitat for wildlife and also very healthy biodiversity.
Yeah, is there much wildlife in the creek at the moment?
In relation to fish species, we have, I don't know if you know, but there's a waterfall that's not too far up from where the stream converges with the harbour. It's only about a kilometre and a half up. There's a waterfall there that's about 6.5 metres high, and that is difficult for native fish to climb. So most of, although some can climb, the banded cockapoo can climb up quite steep banks. Tuna, eels can climb. So we find there's eels all the way up the catchment, which is about 15 kilometres long, short-finned and long-finned, which of course, which are endangered. We've recently found signs of banded cockapoo above the waterfall, and there's been recent research done that shows that inanga can climb as well, although we haven't seen any of them above the waterfall. So most of the biodiversity within the stream is actually below the waterfall, and there's a very good range of native fish species down through there.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
In a broader sense, I guess, what do you think about the health of waterways across the isthmus, like Cox's Creek, and is the council doing enough to maintain them?
There's never enough done. The council could always do more, but that's not, from my perspective, that's not necessarily a criticism, it's an observation. And the more work we want, if we want more work done, we need to pay more rates. That's a bit like, that's with the weed situation and biodiversity situation too. So I think generally they're doing okay, but streams like Cox's Stream is a really difficult one. That's a bit of a jungle down through there and a very unhealthy stream, unfortunately. So, yes, there is never enough resourcing to go around to do everything that we would all like to do. So that's where it's really important, where the community get involved. And our project has been very much a community-led, grassroots project right from the start. So we work very closely with Council, Healthy Waters, to try and get the best outcome that we can.
That was Wendy John, co-founder and project manager of Friends of Oakley Creek, Te Awaonga.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.